May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, bringing to you your daily message of hope. During this month of June, we turn towards the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in particular, we invest ourselves into a beautiful traditional prayer called the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart. The Litany of the Most Sacred Heart consists of 33 invocations, and each invocation gives us a different title or a different meditation to reflect upon the beauty, the power of the heart of Jesus. Today, during this message of hope, we will meditate upon the heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke thee. So as we enter into this daily message of hope, let us begin the Litany of the Sacred Heart, as we begin all the litanies, by invoking the mercy of God. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. And then the invocation for today's message of hope, Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke thee, have mercy on us. Now, today, I am joined by one of our seminarians from the Diocese of Columbus, Sam Severance.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Father. This is fun.
Very happy to. Now, Sam, you actually chose this particular meditation for today's message of hope, Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke thee. May I ask why this particular invocation caught your eye when we were going through the litany?
Yeah, well, so we talked about a previous one on a different episode, which was kind of building off this one, right? It's enriching all who invoke thee. Well, I think the reason it stuck out to me is because, you know, we come to Christ as broken people in a way, right? We're in a way sometimes slaves to sin. You know, we desire things that maybe we shouldn't, and Christ welcomes us with open arms. And he doesn't leave us where we're at, right? He doesn't leave us in this state of sin and this state of brokenness, but he elevates us and enriches us into, you know, a place that's better for where we need to be, right, with him. Hmm. So that's kind of why it stuck out. That's a little...
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, as we did on our other episode, we used a reference, a meditation given to us by St. John Paul II, who may rightfully be called one of the popes of the Sacred Heart. He, as a young boy in Poland, grew up with a powerful devotion to the heart of Jesus. A lot of people associate him with his devotion to Mary, and that's very correct and right to do so. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that this great saintly pontiff had a powerful devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and especially to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Litany of the Sacred Heart. As Pope, on August 3rd in 1986, St. John Paul II wrote and spoke that the Sacred Heart is the generous heart. Generous because fullness abides in it. In Christ, true man, abides the fullness of the divinity, and God is love. He is generous because he loves, and to love means to expand or to give. To love means to be a gift. It means to be for others, to be for all, to be for each person. You know, we think of Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke thee. Anyone who cries out to the Heart of Jesus will receive some of that fullness that the Lord carries within his heart, that fullness of love. You know, Sam, you and I are not blind to the pain of reality, nor to the struggles that so many people are in the midst of. There are people everywhere looking for help, looking for relief. And during this month of June, we turn as Catholic Christians to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we also are in need of help. We are in need of relief, and we turn to the Heart of Jesus, and we say, enriching all who invoke thee, having that trust and that confidence that the Lord, from the greatness, from the love he has within his heart, he will help us. Sam, thinking of your own life, whatever the darkest chapter may have been, you know, in whatever words you feel comfortable sharing, you know, thinking about that invocation of the Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke you, how would you encourage someone out there listening to this message of hope to open themselves up to the heart of Jesus in their own dark moment that they're experiencing right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think I have been at places where it's been tough to look to the Lord and to know where to go. But I think the best way to answer that question is to kind of talk about the sacrament of reconciliation. The Lord welcomes us to the sacrament of reconciliation, you know, whenever we need it. Whenever you want to go to confession, you can go. It doesn't matter, you know, when your last time was or anything like that. And I think that's a display of how much the Lord loves us and how he wants to enrich our hearts to bring us back to grace with him, right? So that's in my life, you know, I feel that love that Christ has for me in the sacrament of reconciliation, because he not only heals sins through the sacrament, but he also elevates us and brings us back to himself. And that's something I don't know, you know, Father, to be honest with you, I don't know if I can describe it, right? It's just almost like when you walk out of the sacrament of reconciliation, you just feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders, you know?
And it's the physical effects of God's grace.
Yeah.
Like, you breathe.
It's because you can take that moment and you can leave your sins behind and move forward with them. And it doesn't matter what you did before, right? Because it doesn't matter what you give the Lord. He can heal it and he can forgive it too. And that's such a beautiful thing, I think. And it's a beautiful thing to have in our church. And it's a beautiful thing that the Christ set up within the great economy of salvation. Sorry for lack of a better way to put it. But
yeah. Well, if you think about it, you know, everyone has a tendency or a temptation even today to what we call vent. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm having a bad day, which, you know, okay, fine. We all have bad days. Or I'm having a bad moment. Okay, well, we all have bad moments. I just need to vent. I just need to talk about it. Well, what they're doing is when they start that conversation, they're seeking to be helped. They're seeking relief. Maybe they're seeking companionship or company, you know. But, you know, when someone has finished their venting or when someone has finished sharing about their pain or sharing about what they want or what they think they need, how often is it that they leave the conversation even emptier than they were when they began? Mm-hmm. But it's just not the case with the Lord. I mean, when we go to the Lord and we go to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we bring that pain, we bring that darkness, we bring that struggle, we bring that wound or that hurt. You know, anytime we approach the Lord, we're not venting. We're entrusting ourselves to his heart. But unlike so many conversations in today's world where people are tempted to just talk, just to talk, when we turn to the Lord's Sacred Heart with confidence, he actually enriches us. He makes us better. He brings us consolation and peace and completion just by the mere fact that we turn to his Sacred Heart. And I think, you know, of course, when you're in seminary community, you know the dangers of living in a intentional community that's focused and has, one might fairly say, a lot of stress in it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always that need to vent,
right? Yeah,
and complain. You know, I can't believe this professor just said that. Blah blah blah. Whatever.
That never happens. Father.
First
Come
world
on.
Problem. I know. I'm just making all this up. Right. You know, but when you think about it, you're just like, well, okay. I know you're bringing your complaint to me, but did you first take your complaint to the Lord? Did you take that brokenness to the Lord so that he may enrich your heart and give you the strength to persevere? I mean, just considering that. You and I both went to a Catholic high school.
Yes.
So
one was better than the other.
I totally agree with you. No. you just had the wrong answer, Sam. I'm going to invite our listeners to know that we went to rival high schools. but see how the Lord works. Here we are speaking about Jesus. That's nice. That's how he brings about peace.
He brings us back together, right?
It's true. But, you know, anytime you're in an environment where there's like that fervor, there and excitement or focus, you know, there's always that temptation to confide in anyone, maybe to confide in everyone. But we have to each be open to that invitation, that challenge to confide in the Lord, to confide in the Sacred Heart above everyone else. Because as that invocation so beautifully says from the Litany of the Sacred Heart that we're thinking about today, Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke you. So the first invitation is when you're in that moment of difficulty to invoke the Lord, invoke the Heart of Jesus, invoke the heart of Jesus, and then know that by invoking the heart of Jesus, he will enrich you. He will enrich you and your heart. He will fill your heart with his love. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to take away the problem, but he gives you his divine love so that you are strong in the face of it. Sam, and as we bring to a close today's message of hope, considering heart of Jesus enriching all who invoke you, is there anything you wish to offer to our listeners as a source of encouragement, as a source of hope during this month of June?
Yeah, I just encourage everybody to, you know, look towards the Lord for consolation. He's waiting there for open arms, and sometimes I like to say, like, you got to get out. We have to get out of his way. I think as sinners and as human beings, we tend to put blockades or obstructions in front of ourselves from returning back to the Lord. And I think the key to holiness is, well, there's a lot of keys to holiness, but I think one of the keys to holiness is to get out of your own way. The Lord's waiting there to help a lot of us, and or all of us, and we just need to let our pride go and say, okay, I'm a sinner. I'm going to go back to the Lord. I'm going to cling to him and let him love me. And I think that's the message I would want to convey to the listeners.
So to all of our listeners who are listening today during this month of June, today during this daily message of hope, we invite you to entrust in the mercy of the living God by giving a moment of your time and considering the great wealth of mercy and love, patience and joy that is found within the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us.